Hey guys, Tim from Capes and Scowls and the Comic Book Store, and I'm here to talk to you about the Eisner Awards, which you know I love. And I'm just going to go over some of the bigger categories, some of the nominees. The Eisner Awards take place during San Diego Comic-Con, which runs from July 19th through the 22nd. If you are an industry professional, you are able to vote on the Eisner Awards. There is still time to do so. I voted on the Eisner Awards, which is very cool. And hopefully Kyle Starks wins. He's our boy, right? In order for your works to be considered, they had to have been published between January 1st and December 31st of 2017. They are chosen by a blue ribbon panel of judges, which if you want to know more about them, you can check it out on Comic-Con's official webpage. It's kind of a cool read. But let's get to it. Let's just talk some Eisner Awards, see what people are digging, what people aren't digging. It always is interesting to me that some of these books, you know, sometimes they get canceled after they get nominated. Sometimes they are really just books that do nothing in my store. Maybe they are great other stores. It's just very interesting to me what people consider great. It's at the same time, it's like these are judges and they're making their own decisions. And I like that. I like that things outside the box sometimes get nominated, or they're nominated based more strictly on their category and it's not a popularity contest. You know, sometimes it might be a popularity contest, but who cares? Let's get started. Best Graphic Album New, Crawl Space, Eartha, My Favorite Thing is Monsters, Stages of Rot, and The Story of Jezebel. So the real story here is My Favorite Thing is Monsters is tearing it up. It's by Emil Ferris. It's their first book ever, and they're like 80 or something. The book is designed to look like it was drawn on lined paper. It's a very trippy, detective, monster-y kind of story. I would imagine this one will win. We'll see. It's just such a unique book. It's getting nominations in other awards. So we'll see. But for a first-time author, it's doing amazing things regardless. Best Humor Publication. We got Baking with Kafka. We got Batman Elmer Fudd Special number 1. We have The Flintstones. We have Rock Candy Mountain. And we have Wallace the Brave. Of course I want Rock Candy Mountain to win by Kyle Starks. He's always on our podcast. And he's just a sweet man. You're a sweet man, Kyle Starks. When you look at the other ones, it's tough to not say how great Tom King is with Batman Elmer Fudd. That was a great story. But at the same time, in my personal opinion, it's not humor-based. It's more of a dark, brooding kind of story. It has silliness to it, of course, because you're merging two universes that don't fit together. The Flintstones is a similar kind of thing, but The Flintstones is not strictly humor. It's also got some dark kind of real-world stories underneath all of that, and I think it's great, but at the same time, I don't think it's humor. So I'm not as familiar with Baking with Kafka, and Wallace the Brave I'm not super familiar with either, but I do think it's interesting. You know, if Kyle Starks doesn't win, we riot, right, people? Okay, good. Best New Series, Black Bolt, Grass Kings, Maestros, Redlands, and Royal City. It's a good mix of books, three of which are Image, one is Boom, and one is Marvel. People are really praising Black Bolt, and I it's interesting. Like I said, it doesn't sell super great in my personal comic book shop, but you know, everybody's different. Grass Kings is kind of a cool story. I've read a little of that. It's Matt Kent. He's really great. Redlands, I really enjoyed. That's Jordy Belair's witch story. And Royal City is just weird. Lemire does so many books in a year. Royal City was pretty good. I think he's actually doing better work now. It makes it hard for me to want to pick Royal City. I think if I had to pick, I would want Redlands to get it. Lemire's really good. Check out Gideon Falls. That is his newer book, which is kind of cool. And I wouldn't be surprised if it gets nominated next year. Best Limited Series, Black Panther, World of Wakanda, Extremity, The Flintstones, Mr. Miracle, and X-Men Grand Design. Black Panther, World of Wakanda kind of had a rocky start. Some people loved it, some people didn't. It's a nice continuation of what's going on in the Black Panther regular series. Extremity is great. Extremity is beautiful art. Very fun story. I would love to see that win. I don't know. Flintstones, again, we talked a little bit about this. It's a good, interesting series. It definitely grows on you the more you read it. I was a little on the fence at first when I read issue one. Mr. Miracle is probably your favorite here, Tom King and Mitch Gerard. It's tough to say. I mean, this book is so good, and Tom King has such a cool style. I do love Tom King. He just better not beat Kyle Starks for humor. Oh, and X-Men Grand Design by Ed Piskor. Piskor? I don't know how to say names. We all know that. Grand Design is a pretty cool story. I mean, I'm not an X-Men guy, but if you look at it, it's a beautiful book. The way he did it made it look kind of old-fashioned, and it has a really I don't think it's fair to say dull color palette, but it's part of the style. He's nominated in other categories. I kind of want him to win those categories. I'd like to see, I would imagine Mr. Miracle's going to pull this one in. Best Continuing Series, Black Hammer by Jeff Lemire, Giant Days by John Allison, Hawkeye by Kelly Thompson, Monstrous by Marjorie Liu, and The Wicked and the Divine by Karen Gillan. These are all pretty good books. I've read all of them to some degree. I love Giant Days. It's slice of life, but, you know, a smart slice of life story. I love it. I can't get enough of it. Black Hammer is pretty cool. It's an interesting universe that Jeff Lemire set up in a short amount of time. It does have a bunch of spin-offs. I think it might be easier to read and trade for that reason. There's probably going to be a collection trade with his spin-offs that make it a little easier to read. Hawkeye, people are digging Hawkeye. I think Kelly Thompson is one of the best creators out there right now. Wicked and Divine and Monstrous, they're good. People love them. They're not for me. I did not feel the need to keep continuing with them, so that's interesting. But I mean, you know, personal opinion and all. Best writer, Tom King for Batman, and he's got Mr. Miracle and the Elmer Fudd special. We have Matt Kent for Grass King's Either and Eternity. We have Jeff Lemire for Black Hammer and Descender, Marjorie Liu for Monstrous, and Mark Russell for The Flintstones. The Flintstones have very creative writing. And apparently Monstrous is great, even though it speaks nothing to me. Lemire for Black Hammer is cool, but Descender's really his bread and butter, in my opinion. It's probably the best work he's putting out currently. Perhaps with the exception of Gideon Falls, we'll see how that goes. Matt Kent is amazing. He doesn't get enough credit, in my opinion. And he gets a fair amount of credit, but not enough. Ether is a very surreal kind of story, and his Valiant work has been top-notch. Tom King has been killing it with Batman, and I mean, just the fact that he's got three different titles that have been nominated in some capacity, it's hard to argue that Tom King doesn't walk away with this. There's no way Tom King doesn't walk away with something, and I would imagine Best Writer is probably it. Best Coloring, Emil Ferris for My Favorite Thing is Monsters, Mitch Gerard for Mr. Miracle, Ed Piskor again for X-Men Grand Design, David Rubin for Either Black Hammer and Sherlock Frankenstein, as well as Beowulf for Image, and Dave Stewart for Black Hammer and BPRD, Hellboy, and a bunch of other books, Shaolin Cowboy, Rosemary Valero O'Connell, What Is Left by Shortbox. Well, I don't know what is left, I'm not going to lie to you. I've got to say it's probably between Mr. Miracle and X-Men Grand Design. My Favorite Thing is Monsters is very cool, but it's a little distracting almost some ways the way it's produced to look like it was drawn on line paper. I think it's cool. I think it kind of gets to you after a while. I think as far as coloring goes, Mr. Miracle has amazing coloring, and X-Men Grand Design has a great design. So it's hard for me to pick anything other than those two. It's just going to, it's a toss-up between those two, in my opinion. I could be wrong. I'm always wrong. Don't worry about it. Best Cover Artist, Jorge Corona for Number One with a Bullet, Nick Darrington for Mr. Miracle and as well as Doom Patrol, Brian Steelfreeze for Black Panther, Sana Takata for Monstrous, and Julian Totino Tedesco? Yeah, names. Hawkeye for Marvel. The Hawkeye covers are pretty cool, and Monstrous covers, they all look kind of the same to me. That's why they don't really appeal to me. They're very good, don't get me wrong. Black Panther has had some great covers, my personal favorite being the whatever issue it was where he's fighting with Claw on the cover, and it has like a wave effect, and it's changing in between. Very, very interesting cover. Mr. Miracle has some pretty good covers. Doom Patrol probably has better covers as far as Nick Darrington goes. Some very wacky covers. I don't care for Doom Patrol at all, I'm not going to lie to you. But the covers are great. And Number One with a Bullet, I probably just eked in time-wise, and they have very cool covers and very colorful covers, and I do enjoy them. I would love to see Jorge Corona win, but I don't know. I'm going to say Steelfreeze actually wins it. Yeah. Best Penciler Inker, or Best Penciler Inker Team. Isabel Arzenault for Lewis Undercover, Mitch Gerard for Mr. Miracle, Gary Gianni for Hellboy, Raymond K. Perez for Jane, and David Rubin for Black Hammer, Either, and Beowulf. Penciling and inking is tough, for sure. So and it's very tough to grade as a category. For me, I feel like this is a good category for some of the lesser-known titles to win. The non-mainstream, like Jane, which is from Archaea Comics. I'd like to see them win this, or Lewis Undercover. All these books are great, of course. This is where I want to see a non-Big Two book, or something that like Hellboy, that's known property. I want to see something else kind of get in there, and both of those books look pretty, so let's see what happens. Best Lettering, Isabel Arzenault for Lewis Undercover, Clayton Cowles for Bitch Planet, Redlands, Wicked and Divine, Black Bolt, Spider-Gwen, basically everything. Emil Ferris for My Favorite Thing is Monsters, Stan Sakai for Usagi Yojimbo, as well as Gru, and John Workman for Mother Panic and Ragnarok. Lettering, I am a sucker for lettering. I really appreciate it when it's done well. I've got to say, I have no idea who could take this. Mother Panic has very good lettering. John Workman, I would love to see you win. Or Stan Sakai, just because Stan Sakai, amazing, old school, Ninja Turtles, Usagi Yojimbo, great stuff. I mean, that's his one main title, and he's nominated quite often, so he's doing something right. Emil Ferris, again, My Favorite Thing is Monsters, as well as Monstrous the Book, have the most amount of nominations across the board, with 5 each, and it's going to win something, but I don't know that this is it. It does have very creative lettering, but it's not your typical comic book either. So it's tough for me to kind of judge. I'm going to say, I want Stan Sakai, but I'm going to say John Workman is going to win this. And that's it. It's a quick little rambling about Eisner Awards. Some of you love it, some of you hate it, so I made it a mini-sode so you can skip it if you hate it. But we'll keep coming at you. You can find us at Capes and Scowls on the Twitter machines. I am at mad_dog_tim on Twitter. That is the best place to reach me. You can email us as well, capesandscowlspodcast@gmail.com. Check us out at capesandscowlspodcast.com. Our YouTube has been cranking it out as of late. It's taken away a lot of my time from the audio. Thank God we have our West Coast affiliate. They're doing great, great work. They're doing God's work. And let's just keep it going. We're going to try to get a little more on schedule for you guys. I know you guys are very patient, very loving. We love you too. You guys are beautiful, all of you, even the ugly ones. Goodbye.